Petersburg High School Brass Ensemble kicked off the day's events.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great day has come at last.
Construction of the nearly 10,000 square foot facility took a little more than a year and cost under $4 million. The money comes from a local bond issue and other fundraising efforts, along with grants from the Rasmussen Foundation, the federal government, and state of Alaska. Senator Bert Stedman of Sitka, who grew up in Petersburg, secured the $3.7 million from the state for the project through the capital budget process. And he talked about the importance of libraries.
But one of the fundamental issues that in a democracy that resides within the people is their ability to read and write and have access to information. And without libraries, it's very difficult to accomplish that. Even though technology is changing today, libraries are changing with them. And they're becoming, morphing into more of a media center along with written documents.
Rasmussen Foundation CEO Diane Kaplan credited Stedman with the legislation that helped fund new libraries around the state, including Ketchikan, Skagway, Kenai, Sutton, and Seward. She said the charitable foundation was delighted to be part of the project.
We congratulate you and think of this as really a symbol of how much your community cares about its kids. That's how we see it. So congratulations to everybody.
Friends of Petersburg Library's president and former school librarian Sue Paulson emceed the ribbon cutting and recognized some local dignitaries and local history.
The Petersburg Public Library began on a shelf in the VFW Hall, 1931. But then the Territory of Alaska mandated an election. They said, we must have an elected library board in every city in order to receive any funds at all. So in 1954, the Petersburg voters went to the polls and they elected library board members that we have with us here today. Carol Enge, Angie Hofstede, Colleen Nicholson, and couldn't quite make it today, Lorraine Thompson. And of course, they are flanked by Petersburg's very first professional librarian, Ruth Sandvik.
The honor for cutting the ribbon to the front door went to the current borough librarian, Tara Alcock. The Keeksquan dancers from Cake drummed through the crowded stacks, welcoming people to the new building. There were ribbon cuttings for various rooms, some of them supported by donations. Alcock says over 500 people came through the doors of the new facility on the day it first opened, September 16th, while more than 600 people were in the library for its grand opening. And overall, she says use of the new facility is more than three times that of the old library, not even counting those numbers from the first day and grand opening. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.